Working. Yes. We don't have such thing in Poland. In Poland, some people have, but we don't have it in our church, so something new. Right. The title of my short sermon is Come Back Home. Come Back Home. Why? It is going to be clear in a few minutes. I'm sure all of you know the book of Exodus. It's a beautiful book. It guides a reader into the topic of forming Israel as God's people. In chapter 12, we meet with Passover's description and events involved. We read about some kind of obligatory and saving life procedure for Israel. And in chapter 12 and verses 22 and 23, we read, take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. Not one of you shall go out the door of his house until morning, when the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians. He will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. And the very first and basic context of these words is the Passover. That's true. However, when I was reading this text some time ago, what came to my mind was church. And I perceived church as a home, as a safe place covered with the Lamb's blood. As I believe equally today, God is looking at church, and to the people being there, he says, not one of you shall go out the door of his house. Not one of you shall do it. Not one of you shall cross the door. There is death behind it. There is a question. Is there any reason to talk about it? I believe there is. It is so often taught in sermons about community's value. So often we exhort to being together. But still there are slow or drastic and fast departures. Christians go away. I don't mean transitioning from one congregation to other, from one denomination to other. I mean going away from churches, safe habitation, and entering into dangerous darkness of what we call the world. Why Christians go away? There are several and various reasons. For example, the conflict and involved conviction that we can't fix it. The hidden sin can be the reason, or some kind of boredom of the same people, even overpowering desire to try something new, something forbidden. Curiosity on the one hand is desired, on the other hand it can be something very dangerous. I am curious, I dive into it. Secret around the corner interests me. I want to lean out to look what is there. I believe that it is safe to stay with the church even when there are some inside problems. Many of those who are in darkness outside of the church realize their situation and won't go back to God, and they want to enter the safe place. And ironically, many of insiders are willing to go away. And Saint Luke, in the Gospel, he tells a story about a habitant who decides to do something new. He wants to try something new. He wants to try a different life. We call him the lost son, the prodigal son. And I'm not going to delve into that story because you know it. So I will just make a short conclusion. Question first. What the younger son does? He asks his father for a share of estate. And of course it belongs to him, but not yet. Only after his father's death. And asking for his share, he does something indecent, bad, because he puts his father to death. We can ask, what is going on with that young man? Hard to tell. Maybe he just wants to taste the world. Maybe he wants to see how others live. Maybe he's bored with his daily life, the same faces, the same rules work. One way or another, he takes what's his and he goes away. In verse 13, we read that he got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. And there is something terrifying in it. Also some kind of paradigm, exemplar. What does it apply to? I think direction of effect. The world influenced him. He did not influence the world. He came from good, God-fearing home, and yet he was gobbled down, and first a finger, then a hand, in the end, entire person. Another question, is there a Christian who has never heard of that story? I don't think so. Then what happens that believers who know the parable go away? Besides of all the curiosity or just lack of imagination as a reason, there is also, I guess, strong self-conviction. I have got faith, I believe, so nothing bad is going to happen even if I try. So let's try. Verse 14 suggests something different. It talks about scarcity, which affects the younger son. And we can see here gradual moving away from his father and faith. And there, in a Christian case, there happens engagement in world's stuff and consequently lack of prayer, reading, just like a person, you know, who has never been with God. The younger son is hungry. He falls feeding pigs. Animals which are impure for Jews is a symbol of that falling. But luckily, the parable does not end on this. It is similar to two endings present in the previous paragraphs, 15 chapter and 1 to 7 and 8 to 10. And firstly, the sheep is found by its shepherd, and secondly, the woman finds drachma. The same in the parable of the lost son. Everything ends up all right. Son starts to think. He returns home. He confesses his guilt before God and people. And he apologizes. In his thinking, There is no hope for complete return to being sown again. He damaged too much. But no, his father welcomes him. His father kisses him. He is not ashamed of the lost. He commands to wash him, dress him, put a ring on his finger. Son is son again, though he has never stopped to be a son. Let all of their departures end with that return. There is no claims. There is forgiveness. There is love. I wonder, how would it be like to see a lost man returning to our congregation after years of absence, after years of sinning? Would he be welcomed, kissed, accepted? Or maybe he would be a subject of suspicions? Would we trust him like before? Does love really cover everything? It seems to me that we would have a problem. It would start from a debate considering his case. Ones would accept him, others would give him time to prove his change. Briefly, ones would act like father, others like older son. The older son is a picture of faithful people, people right and fair. But are they without sin? Pharisees and teachers of the law, they forgot their own sins. And what about older son? What about you and me? It is so easy to judge others from the perspective of being better people, present on services, holding on to faith. And of course, we are right when we say that someone's life went unwell. However, we also go away from God sinning every day. And our Father forgives us, and we still are his sons and daughters. And sometimes we complain about God's forgiveness, why God forgives sinners, that someone gets back, and what? He's a son again? Come on. Is it so easy for God to forgive? Easy? Really easy? We must remind ourselves of Golgotha. Or just wait until you have a problem, until you sin and start begging for forgiveness. And your perspective will change for sure. Your expectations too. It's time to finish. I can't express every thought in English, so you must forgive me. But there are two important things. First, stay at home. In church, don't go behind door. Don't enter darkness. Second thing, know that even after you go away, you can always come back to God and to church. And the role of church is to show you favor, show you compassion. And I believe that when church becomes a judge instead of being sympathetic, it stops being itself. I mean the body of sinners saved with the blood of the Lamb. So it is good to pray for the lost sheep, for the lost drachms, and then be happy to welcome them back. That is what, as I believe, Jesus Christ teaches us today. Amen. Thank you.